This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Minister says public consultations may be held on no user fee policy. Finance Minister hails IDB's contribution to regional development, and Education Minister reiterates calls for local publishers to produce more educational material. Stay with us. Details after this message.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give her wings and she flies to... Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says public consultations are being considered to determine whether the government will maintain or revise the existing no-user fee policy at public health institutions. Responding to media reports suggesting that changes will soon be made to the policy, Minister Ferguson said a decision has not yet been taken.
We have not taken, as was reported, that by the end of this month, policy will be in place. No, nothing like that. What I'm saying is that the policy must be reviewed, and in this review, the people of Jamaica should be brought into the discussions.
Dr. Ferguson says consultations on the matter were proposed by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, in its study on the sustainability of the country's health sector. Western Jamaica stands to benefit significantly from the recently launched Emerging and Sustainable Cities Initiative, ESCI. ESCI is being administered by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, and aims to improve the quality of life in select cities in the Caribbean and Latin America in three dimensions. These are environmental sustainability and climate change, urban sustainability and fiscal sustainability, and governance.
This program, the ESCI program, is undoubtedly seen as a cooperative catalyst to assist in our development through these challenges based on the overarching need and drive to push and to continue development in as many ways as we can. We welcome the partnership with the Inter-American Development Bank, as local governance is systematically moving beyond being seen just as a separate sphere of governance, but an integral component for sustainable nation building.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott speaking at the launch of the Emerging and Sustainable Cities Initiative. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the Inter-American Development Bank remains a major source of funding for Caribbean countries. Over the last 50 years, the IDB has approved over $8 billion in project funding for the region, much of which has been provided at concessionary terms. Dr. Phillips also noted that the bank is Jamaica's largest development partner, having provided the country with a portfolio of loan and grant-funded projects valued at more than $340 million. However, despite this assistance, the finance minister says the region has still struggled to achieve the growth realized by its Latin American counterparts. Against this background, Dr. Phillips said he welcomed discussions facilitated through the second annual meeting of governors of the IDB Caribbean Country Department. The recently concluded meeting provided a forum for bilateral discussions between member states of the IDB Caribbean Country Department and the IDB team led by President Luis Alberto Moreno. And Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging local academics and book industry stakeholders to get more involved in the publishing of textbooks and study guides for local students. Speaking at the recent launch of a partnership involving e-learning service provider Edufocal and the Jamaica Observer, Minister Thwaites said the country stands to reap significant economic gains from producing more local academic material.
It's a billion-dollar industry as far as the state's contribution is concerned every year, and probably another $1.5 billion from the parents and supporters of students. Why not help us to produce locally some of the basic material that we need instead of supporting the publishers and printers in foreign lands?
The minister also urged local academics and book industry stakeholders to pay keen attention to creating online learning material, as the education minister will be focusing on making internet-ready tablet computers more readily available to students going forward. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.